Ghana's thermal energy mix will soon be boosted with an additional 350 megawatts when the $900 million Sand Power Project at Kpung near Tema is completed in September next year. It is currently 45% complete. Vice President Kwesi Emisa Arthur visited the project site and unveiled a tunnel boring machine critical to the project. He was happy the company is giving meaning to the government's local content policy by employing and using a lot of Ghanaian expertise, Setia reports.
In January last year, Vice President Emisa Arthur cut the sword for the commencement of the Sand Power Project. The tunnel boring machine from Germany is being used to construct a 1.2-kilometer pipeline for sea water intake to be used as a cooling system for the combined cycle gas turbine power plant. Vice President Emisa Arthur was optimistic that a cutting-edge technology being used for the building of the power plant will enable the Ghanaian workers to use the same technology in other areas.
I've been impressed two ways: the revolutionary techniques that we've been introduced to, but also the introduction of the employment of people from this area, which supports the government's local content policy. They're going to learn, they'll be able later on to maintain the facility, and that also helps to secure the future. Thirdly, we have seen the tunnel boring technique. I hope that people are also learning, and it is introducing new technology, and hopefully we'll transfer technology to the people who work in it, and so we'll be able to utilize that technology in the development of pipe laying for the water system and for electricity and so on in the country.
The chairman of Sand Power Generation Company Limited, Sam Nanabru Butler, said the company will not depend on government for the supply of fuel, as it has set aside $250 million for fuel.
A plant which was to be combined cycle, a plant which was to have multiple fuel, a project which was to ensure that even when there was no gas being the primary fuel, we have other alternatives. And we sunk money in a project which also was to construct, on behalf of the Ghana government and GRICO, a collector substation.
The Greater Accra Regional Minister and MP for Kpung Katamanso, Joseph Ni Lai Afote Agbo, was happy that more of his constituents are being employed.
If we are being able to do or to bring on board some of these factories, not in any other community, but within my constituency, and also during the time that I am the member of parliament for this area, what do you expect? I must be happy, and I'm a very happy man. I have confidence in the leadership of government, what is being done in terms of power. This power frustration issue will be over, and Ghana is going to enjoy and then see what we call power all the time.